Hey people, good people, how you doing? It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you. Without just a regular David Ashley pod to step to, and I'm sorry about that. Now, I will tell you though, that after the Will Smith debacle, the Will Smith Chris Rock alter incident, let's call it an incident, I did do a podcast for like 35 minutes, and I don't know what happened. I posted it. I don't know what happened. So anyway, I am here, as you should know if you've listened to this podcast. It is, I just did it again. Did you hear it? If you listen to this podcast, that I have another podcast called What's Your Favorite Song? I wanted to start interviewing people, and you know, so far so good. I realized what I'm doing, like I'm doing all of it. I'm editing, I'm getting the songs, I'm doing all this other kind of stuff. But what I'm doing is another whole person's job. Shout out to Nick. Poe was telling me, he was like, no, that's a whole other person's like whole job is to, you know, the produce the podcast. And it's, you know, it's fun, but at the same time, it's not fun when it's Sunday evening and you still haven't edited the podcast. And you know, you can't go to sleep until 4 because I released a podcast on Monday, you know, and that kind of stuff is, you know, I'd much rather just sit down and talk and run my mouth. That's what I do well. I wouldn't say that's what I do best, but still. You know, it's what I can do, and I much rather do it. You know, come up with the themes and come with the editing and all that other kind of stuff. Y'all can have it. And I wouldn't say it's fun as much as it is fun to realize that, oh, I produced this, like at the end of it. You know, you all saw some of that with this podcast, right? You can see me, you know, trying to, you know, add music into the podcast, which I have in this one. Me interviewing people, which I do, which I only do on this one, and so on and so forth, and all the yadas in the world. So if you have not heard, Michael Magic and Bird all roll into one, plus got more flows to come. I'm sorry. Little Hove shout out. It's funny. I have a Paper Planes hat, you know, which is time for me to get a new one. But people, for some reason, don't realize. I think some people do, but a lot of people don't realize that that's just a brand. And shout out to, you know, Emery. I don't know Emery, but I'm just saying, I know that's his, he's running that. And I love the movement. I'm down with, you know, whatever. But people look at you weird. I guess that camp, right? Not, I guess. I mean, Hove is Hove, right? You know, Beyonce, Jay-Z, that whole empire is such like a, it's so hot that people think when I have the hat on, they'd be like, oh, do you know Jay-Z? Or are you down with them? Like, are you? So again, happened again to me today about an hour ago. I was on the elevator and a dude, I mean, he, man, I'm telling you, he was stoned. That boy was on that ooh-wee. He was on two ooh-wees. And I was looking like, anyway, it was about three white people got onto the elevator. And he saw my hat. He was like, oh, you have a Paper Plane hat. Oh, do you know Jay-Z? And I was like, nah. I said, but I'm a, you know, big fan. And he was like, wow. Yeah, he was like, because I know my sister. He pointed to her. He's like, we know Memphis Bleek really well. And then they all started having a conversation. I'm just like, what just happened? I'm talking about in a 45 second elevator ride, you know? And so I just think it's funny, but you know, it says a lot for brand, but it says another thing for people's perceptions and how perception can sometimes be reality. You know, if you're not a thorough person, you know, if you don't, you know how they say, man, black folks don't read. It's like, I say that sometimes. Just after I've glossed over all the important top points, of a thing, and then only looked at, how your eyes only fixate on one thing, and that's what you think that thing is. There's something else I learned during the pandemic that, yo, these people driving, delivering food don't read. They just don't. They look down. It just, the different interpretations that I get for one simple set of directions are just astonishing. So anyway, just got to show a little grace. So what I'm here for. So last night, so Netflix has this thing, this Netflix comedy is a joke. Netflix is a joke comedy special. Comedy, like not a special, but it's their hashtag for, their surrounding, shows and dealing with comedy. So they have this festival and, all these different comedians are performing around, like Kevin Hart performs tomorrow. Deion Cole is Friday, which I'm going to that one. And last night I went to see Zainab Johnson, the other night. And last night was Chappelle. So I had heard, what was it on? I think on Thursday that somebody had, Chappelle had, and what happened Thursday? I was supposed to go somewhere else. It was the night that I went to see Zainab Johnson. And she had a few people, perform with her. But I was like, I'm going to go show her. I don't know her well, but I know her. So I was just like, let me go support. But that night, I think, which was Wednesday or Thursday night. Oh, man, it was Busta Rhymes. It was Usher. It was all these kind of performers, coming out. And then Dave Chappelle. And then, a couple other people performed. And I was like, God. But it's like, I knew this, right? Because when Dave Chappelle was doing his thing at the Madison Square Garden about 4 or 5 years ago, that was something that I, should have gone to, and I hated that I missed. So I knew Tuesday night was going to be the last show for Dave Chappelle because he had been there about 4 or 5 or 6 nights. So I was like, F it. I'm going, and I'm going to get a good seat. Well, I'm going to get as good as I would responsibly pay for, because some of them, some of those, I'm just like, all right, man, I ain't about to do that. Even though I almost did pay a bunch of money to see Chappelle at, did pay a bunch of money to see Chappelle in Nashville, but just had to, get the money back because it was, just stuff kept happening. So anyway, I'm there last night, I bought these little Capri Sun. Cause so at the Hollywood Bowl, you can, a lot of times with most shows, if it's the Hollywood Bowl putting it on, you could bring in wine, you could bring in food and all that other kind of stuff, right? People be having whole picnics up there. But if it's another vendor, if it's somebody else like promoting it, then they're like, nah, you can't bring none of that. So I knew that. And I had gotten this like little, I'm gonna take you through the whole night. I had gotten this, I went to a Lakers game for my birthday, which ironically enough, after growing up a Bulls fan, my first Bulls game in LA on my birthday on November 15th, shout out Scorpios. And I went and they were giving out like these little, these little bags with like a little faux leather strap with the Lakers on the side, like a little handbag, like something you would use to your toiletry bag almost, but I don't know, perhaps it is a toiletry bag, but I went Amazon and I ordered these like little pouches, little adult beverage pouches. Man, I'm gonna tell y'all this. Go try this tequila called 27 Seed. Yo, it is delicious. It's like infused with cucumber and fruit, and man, that shit is amazing. But I got that, and then Trader Joe's has like this little what is it, not habanero, but it's kind of like a infused like lemonade, like a jalapeno lemonade, man. And I just mixed the two together, and I had like three of them, put them in the pouch. I had like some smoked salmon and some bruschetta, what is it? Some bruschetta cracker, or not cracker, like the bruschetta bread or whatever. Like miniature, like crusty bread. I don't know what you call it. And so anyway, yeah, had some snacks, had a bottle of water, just in that little bitty, you know, I was packing light. But I put the snacks on top of the drink. So when they asked if they were, you know, so when they asked to look in it, it was like, all right, go ahead, you know. And, you know, at the Chappelle show, you gotta, you know, you tuck your, you gotta lock up your phone. And I understand it with comedians. It's like, yo, I'm trying to do a special here. Like, it's not music where you can hear the same joke over song over and over again. If you hear this same joke and you come to see me, you're not going to respond to it because you're going to be like, oh, I heard that joke before. So I get it. I completely get it. And, you know, one person who gets a video of it ends up trying to ruin somebody's career just because they didn't like it, instead of just not watching that person no more. So I get that point. So, you know, so now I got my snack. So now the dilemma is, because parking is crazy around there. Traffic is crazy. So it's like, man, do I catch an Uber or do I drive around, go out of the way, come through on the other side of Hollywood Boulevard, if y'all know what I'm talking about, and go park under the Hollywood Highland? And, you know, time was getting close. I was like, forget it. So I didn't really make a decision. So I was like, oh, could I catch an Uber down there? And just, I was like, nah. So I ended up walking. Now, it's only about a mile, but I've really been nursing my back for the last 3 weeks. It's been crazy. So so anyway, I walked there and back. It was cool, man. I just had to stretch a bunch before I went to bed and when I woke up this morning. And so I walked down there, cool, bop, get in there. It's crowded. I sit down. I had a decent seat. But at the Hollywood Bowl, there's really no bad seat in the house because the sound system is really amazing. And the jumbotrons, the big screens are, you know, on point. So you can see everything. So, man, so I got there during Michelle Wolf's performance, but I missed Leslie Jones. But she performed before that. And I got there probably about 7:15. So it's Leslie Jones, Michelle Wolf, and then this British dude got on. His whole goal was to offend everything, every person, every creed, everything. He was hilarious. And then who was hosting? What's my man? Who was hosting? He usually hosts those roasts. Oh man, what's dude's name? Jeff. What's his name? Joe. Shoot, I forgot his name. Jeff Ross. And he's hosting it. And, you know, at one point in time, they brought up a bunch of people and they just roasted the people one by one. And one dude didn't have he had one leg, and both the comedians, man, just kind of went in on him. And, you know, he played it off cool. He was just like, man, can I ask what happened? And dude was like, you should see the other guy. You know what I mean? And it was cool, man. It was cool. And then Sebastian Maniscalco comes on. If you don't know him, he's funny. He's funny as hell. But he was, if you saw The Irishman, he was the one that De Niro rubbed out in that little diner. It was in the trailer. It was a cold part because the camera just followed De Niro in, and he went to the corner, act like he was going to the bathroom, came out, pop out. It was great. But anyway, he's a funny comedian. And then Jabberwockies perform. And then out comes this man in all white. It's Chris Rock. Audience goes crazy. And Chris Rock, he does his like little walk up and down the thing, you know what I'm saying? And then he picks the mic up and he was like, and he addresses it quickly. He says, I'm all right. And then the crowd just goes wild again. It's funny. I told somebody on Instagram the other day. I was like, man, y'all act like Chris Rock got stumped out or something. But I do understand the embarrassment that comes with, you know what I'm saying, what happened. But yeah, Chris Rock, then he did his little 15-minute set, you know, his 15, 20-minute set. And, excuse me. So as he was talking, he had this great bit about how everything we're going through now is Hillary's fault. Because because he can, you know, I'm gonna butcher it. He was like, God showed Hillary, hey, this is your path. And you let a black man with a Muslim name beat you. And then you let a game show host beat you 8 years later. And so there was this Mexican dude kind of like to the back of me. And he was just yelling out indiscriminate, just incoherent, just shit. He was with his girl. He was just yelling shit out. Yelling back, talking back to the state. But it's like, dog, what you doing? So Chris Rock just mentioned a fact, like a fact that Trump, you know, this guy who, you know, wasn't suited for, who got in through, you know, the system and whatever. And the Mexican dude started yelling, Uncle Joe. It's like, yo, nobody's talking about Joe Biden. And it dawned on me, I was like, oh, this guy's a Trump supporting, you know, Mexican dude. So I'm kind of like glaring, but I'm looking back like, dude, you wilding right now. Like, you got to chill, you know. I'm not saying nothing to him, but I'm kind of looking, and his girl's getting nervous. Because now the people next to me, they black, they looking too. And it's this weird thing. So anyway, it keeps going. And the dude is yelling out, oh, Will Smith must have slapped the shit out of you so hard that you don't even know what you're talking about. Again, a fact. Chris Rock didn't do that, but state a fact. It wasn't even part of the joke. He was stating the fact on the way to the joke. Like, it wasn't conjecture. It was just something that was matter of fact, you know. And, you know, dude kind of start going. So anyway, Chappelle gets up. Chappelle does his thing, and which essentially I think is going to be his special called the Lunatics Manifesto. And then he touches on a moment between, you know, Hillary and I think, is it Joe Biden or some shit like that? And where he says something about, but again, I ain't gonna ruin it for you, but the punchline was, as bad as Donald Trump is, as much shit that happened, he could fuck around and be the president again in 2024. And then dude just kept yelling, yeah, 2024, fuck yeah. And I'm looking, and he yells it my way. I was like, you know they don't give a fuck about you, right? Like, I couldn't take it no more. I shouldn't have. And I was like, no, you know they don't give a fuck about you, right? I was like, yo, you rooting for the wrong people. And not that any of these politicians really care about our life. Like, let's get that straight. But the MF who tells you straight out that I don't give a F about you, it's just like, oh, we know that now. We know that now. Policies are what they are, and I get it, and I understand. But I was like, dog, you know, if time come, they stringing both of us on this. Trump would, and everybody on his team would. You know. And so anyway, had that little exchange, and I think the brother next to me, he was with his queen, and he tried to defuse it, and it was fine. Like, I wasn't wilding or nothing like that, but I was just like, man, if you don't get the fuck out of here, you know they don't care. You know you're on the wrong team, and then the dude kind of leaned forward. He was like, yeah, you know you're on the wrong team, right? They don't care, but I was like, at all, dog, at all, just like loud. So motherfucker can hear me. But, so anyway, that little thing. And it just highlights for me is like facts don't matter. People just want to be on the side. Human beings are tribal. I get it. But I think once Kellyanne Conway said, when she uttered the term alternative facts, I was like, oh, we can now, like there was a political lie, right? There was a lie. And then there was like, oh, I know we're lying, but we're just going to call it something else and we're going to keep it moving. And again, if you check history, it's full of that. But I think once they start, this is where I think it really started. Once Fox News, right? Fox News was created to demonize the left. Like, that's what he created it for, right? But once, it's barely news. Because there's a difference between slant and lie, right? Fox News is just, it's not even news. They're only there to, you know, anyway, whatever. I ain't going to get into the weeds on that. But, you know, there is, I think the moment where on the campaign trail when Obama and Michelle Obama, when Barack and Michelle Obama kind of bump fists just as like a congratulatory, you know, thing. On the next day on the news, there was a lady on Fox News who was allowed to say, was it a congratulatory fist bump or was it a terrorist fist jab? Like when she was allowed to do that and other people were allowed to kind of run with that, it was like, oh, this shit is over. This shit is over. Like truth and what, and again, I understand, but truth and facts, oh man, that shit don't matter no more. Like it doesn't matter anymore. So anyway, I'm off that part of my soapbox, but now, you know, so Dave Chappelle comes back out. He brings all the other comedians out. Earthquake killed it. You know, he brings them out. And then as he's, you know, seems like he's about to wrap it up, out of the blue, some dude just comes up on stage, runs up on stage, catches Dave off guard. He kind of looks to the right. And by this time, the dude had already leapt. And pow, they collided. Chappelle fell. The dude then got up and ran out of the way. Chappelle got up and ran after him. And then, but he had kind of run around this big thing. So he ran around back toward where he came from and then toward the back of the stage. And now Dave Chappelle's come back to the front. He picks up the mic. And Dave Chappelle says, I'm about to kill this nigga. He was like, wait, let me go back here. And you can see Dave Chappelle goes right back there. And because by this time, he's been caught. The guy's been caught and people are stumping him out. Like I'm watching, depending on where you were sitting, you can see some or all of it. I could see some of it from my vantage point. And you could kind of see the rest of it, depending on, you know, where the camera was. And Dave Chappelle goes back there he helps them stomp the dude out. And then somebody finally just kind of grabs Dave Chappelle like, all right, hey, come on. And I didn't see this till later. It's funny, like as I was leaving, you could see the ambulance pull up. And then I'm sure by now you all have seen what they did to the boy. Like his arm was upside down. His elbow, he was laying on his back. His elbow was pointing up to the sky. That boy was lumped up like Martin, like for real. Like Martin after he fought Hearns. And so anyway, Chappelle comes back and he was just like, yo. He was like, you know, he was like, I grabbed the back of his neck. His hair was spongy. Just some wild shit. So then Dave Chappelle brought Jamie Foxx up to the stage. To the front of the stage. And as Foxx was walking up, Foxx was like visibly angry. So I'm like, man, was Foxx back there stumping him out? It was a wild scene. So Foxx got on the mic, said a couple words. And then Chris Rock comes from out of nowhere, grabs the mic and said, was that Will Smith? Yo. Crowd went crazy again. And you know, that was, you know, Chappelle was like, oh, it's not over. And then Black Star came out and did Definition and Respiration, obviously sans Common. But not obviously, but Common wasn't there. And then, you know, we rocked out to that. And then Chappelle ended the show. And that was it. And it was a wild night, man. It was a wild night. I'm glad I went. I mean, it was, you know, it was what you would have expected from a Chappelle show. Chappelle and Friends type of deal. But like I said, I'm going to see Leon Rodgers, Lord. Shout out to Leon Rogers too. It's funny, the week, Deion Cole, going to see Deion Cole Friday. But it's funny, like, so the two people that I was the night on my 18th birthday when I knew I wanted to become a comedian, but then obviously it's morphed into acting. And I'm going back on stage though, by the way. I don't know when, but I'm eyeing November. It might be before then, because I've been writing some stuff. So I want to see, you know, how it is. And I want to do it in front of a more dangerous crowd. When I did it the first time, you can look it up on, you know, my YouTube page or whatever. When I did it the first time, it was a safe environment because, you know, the only audience was there for their person. And for whoever, it was like you bring people to watch you, right? That was part of the thing. And the only audience was there to, you know, watch, cheer their person on, you know. So I'm going to do it again in a much, like somewhere where I could get booed, you know, somewhere where people could very well just not look up and laugh. Like, I, you know, it's an excruciating experience, but I really want to feel that. So, yeah, man. But anyway, the person that was there that night, two performers was, you know, Deion Cole and Leon Rogers, like the night, you know. And then leading up to when I was going to be on stage the first time later that next summer, the people that I was asking for advice was Leon Rogers. He was one of, and Damon Williams, because Damon Williams was hosting that night at that, he was the main host of that night at that, that spot, TNT Comedy Hookup, Lansing, Illinois. Outriggers. I think it's at Outriggers again now, which is wild, man, because it's been either like a Dixie Kitchen or Outriggers for, you know, at least since 97. So anyway, y'all, that's about it. You know, and I'm going to come back and rap with y'all every once in a while, you know, like I said, I know I said that before, but I'm going to come more often, because with this, you know, that breakbeat you heard at the beginning and the breakbeat that you'll hear at the end, well, I call it breakbeat, but like I did that boom, ta, ta, boom, ba. Like and again, it's nothing, but I created that a while ago, and obviously, you know, that's one of the main beat, boom, cha, cha, da, boom, cha, da, boom, boom, cha, cha. Like you'll hear that in 1,000, in 5,000, you know what I'm saying, rap songs. But my point is that, you know, it's minimal, man. With this one, now I don't have to produce it. That stuff is already done. I just pop it in at the beginning, pop it in at the end, and I could just come and talk shit, man. And if I want to, you know, have a guest on and have a different kind of conversation, I'll do that. But, you know, as far as what's your favorite song podcast, go check it out if you haven't, man. Go add it. It's also on Anchor. It's also on Spotify. It's also on now newly, last 2 weeks, on iTunes, you know, Apple Podcasts. Go check it out. You know, I got some compelling stuff on there, some great interviews and some great musical stories. I'm actually about to redo the commercial just to fit, to let people know, just to do a better job of describing what the podcast is. And yeah, man, I appreciate your support. You know, I appreciate you all asking, like, yo, what's up with the podcast? You know, I appreciate you. And you know, if anybody else rushes any other stage and I happen to be there, you know, I'll let y'all know. So, yeah, man. So yeah, that's about it. We're going to get on out of here. Go support the page. Go find the Instagram page. It's What's Your Favorite Song on Instagram. And the email address is favesong@gmail.com. I think it's favesong2022@gmail.com. But nonetheless, go check it out. What's Your Favorite Song on iTunes, Spotify, and of course Anchor, which is where I'm hosting, you know, this is where I do the podcast. And excuse me. So yeah, I'm gonna holler at y'all, man. Love y'all, man. I'm out.